Sunday Meditation, December 17th, 2000. This week, we're going to take potluck. And since it's close to Christmas and the New Year, perhaps Chloe would have a Christmas message for us.
We are of those of the principle known to you as Ukul. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator, whose servants we are. We are most delighted to speak with your group this evening, and thank you each for seeking the truth and for joining in this circle to do so. As always, we request that each listen to what we have to say with the awareness that we are merely offering opinion, not authority. And we would appreciate each of you discriminating as to those things which you find useful and those things which you would leave behind. The request for a Christmas message is a charming one, and certainly offers us a beautiful array of directions which we might pursue. The time that you experience as the Christmas season is a part of a cycle that is remarkable to your planet. The situation being cleverly planned so that there are variations in the amount of light that you upon your planet enjoy in any one diurnal period. This Christmas season is that season of the least light. And indeed, some portions of your planetary surface are almost entirely in the dark for some portion of your winter. It is at this time of darkness that your story of Christ begins. What is the message that this entity comes to offer? Indeed, the heart of that message is a kind of light. However, it is the kind of light that can be generated without your sun body or any other source of what you think of as light radiation. The light that gleams when no other light shines is the light of love. And it is that quality of light which the one whom you call Jesus the Christ embodies for us as well as for you, for we feel that this entity expressed in a supernally perfect way the essence of pure love. This instrument received a little story in her webmail this day, which we would like to retell. In this story, a wife who dearly loved her husband became aware that he was disenchanted with Christmas. Not necessarily the sentiments and ideals of the season, but the commercialism and the hustle and bustle of it. And so she began thinking of what she might do to give her husband a better Christmas. One day they went to a sporting event, and one of the two teams had no uniforms. It also seemed to be made up of young people that had no advantages or money even to pay for their bus ride there. This woman found a way to purchase uniforms for that scruffy little team. And when she had finished her act of charity, she wrote a little note about it, placed it in an envelope, and put her husband's name on it and put it in a tree. This little white envelope with its little message became the favorite present for the whole family that year. And it was so successful that the wife decided to do that every year. And sometime during each year, she would find a charity to do anonymously, quietly. A couple that had lost everything in a fire. A young child that needed an operation. Each year, she found someone that needed something and found a way to be that person's Santa Claus. And each year, everyone would look for that envelope. The year came when the husband died. The wife barely managed to get the tree up. There were many things she was not able to do, but she did place a white envelope in the tree. When Christmas morning came, she and her four children gathered for a very difficult Christmas together. And they all discovered that every single person there had placed a white envelope in a tree. Each child being concerned that their mom would not be able to continue the tradition, had taken it upon themselves to find someone to give to. Because they wanted to give their dad his favorite present. The story ended with the hope that this would be a tradition that the family would continue. And that each year the favorite presents would be those white envelopes. They talked about giving to someone nobody knew. Nobody wanted to impress. But just someone who needed something and who had found the Santa Claus. We could talk to you about Jesus the Christ, for we greatly admire this teacher. We could access the history of this entity's life. And yet, we find that this entity, would much prefer that we speak of the love itself to which he came to bear witness. The love that is beyond the love of possession. The love that is beyond human love. The love that created each of you and that will destroy the universe. For each of you is as Jesus the Christ, not in the literal way of being identical to this particular personality, but rather each of you is as Jesus Christ, in that you enter a dark world. Both in your incarnation and at that point within your incarnation, when you awaken to the light within, when you become aware of the infinite passion and beauty and worth of ideals and principles that have a truth that rings far beyond time and space, life and death. Firstly, you come into a dark world physically. Gaze at the illusion about you. Listen to your nightly muse. This instrument often calls it the bad news, for seldom do they give good news on the news. It is the nature of the earth scene and of third density scenes in general that the grime and the tatters of life will appear far more dark and serious than the light and the laughter and the delight that coexist with the darkness of the illusion. In the outer manifestation of third density, there will always seem to be a fairly dark picture. It will always seem that there is a battle between good and evil, and that the evil is winning. May we say that this is an illusion. that in actual fact the light is increasing. As more and more of your people awaken to their spiritual identity. However, it is one of the great advantages of the illusion that it appears dark. This is a requirement of the third density experience. Setting the stage upon which each spirit entering the world walks into the center of that stage, knowing that the audience has come, the play is going on, and the lines are not known. There is only one clue that each player has as to the nature of the drama that is taking place. And that clue comes from a place within the self rather than from the props and the other characters on the stage. Each spirit enters the world to bring and to share, to bless, and to transduce the love and the light of the one infinite creator. In order for this to be a meaningful activity, there need be that backdrop of darkness. On the second level of the purely metaphysical, the concept of each spirit's being as Jesus, the Christ, becomes more focused. Because here it may be seen that as each spirit awakens within incarnation to the basic nature of the experience and of the self, each is awakening as an infant into a manger in a stable. Not into a comfortable and secure place, but into a most humble and sparing abode. For each infant spirit is helpless and brand new, and it needs a great deal of help. The spirit of love is the heart of each spirit that takes flesh. That perfect love expressed in Jesus the Christ dwells in each heart. But it is as though each spirit needed the help of the being that has become aware in order to thrive. So each of you is as the caretaker, the parent, the teacher, and the comforter of his and her own spirit. Each of you can encourage the spirit of love within you. Each can clothe that infant spirit in the garments of care and self-awareness and time. Time given to silence and the awareness of the love that rests within in that cradle. That is the heart. How shall you parent your own inner spirit? How shall you help this spirit to mature, to begin to try its wings? Remember that this spiritual child within is a creature that is moved and strengthened by the choices that you make. In so many of the dark aspects of a daily round of activity, there is a decision to be made. And as this instrument was saying earlier, decisions can be made in fear or in freedom. When an ethical decision comes, when there is a crux, it is very well to pause and to ask the self, as the one known as Ra has said, where is the love in this situation? Where is the light in this moment? Where is the service that can be rendered? Often, these questions create a clarity and the spirit within is able to flower and blossom a bit because the time has been taken to look at a situation that seemed dark within the illusion of the world. And to find the light, the love, and the service hidden within the darkness of that puzzle, that worldly situation. If you can draw back to the extent that you are able to ask yourself these questions, you have succeeded in using the darkness of Earth to find ways to light the candle of the heart's great and often untapped resources of faith and hope. It is truly a dark time, your winter. We bless that darkness. As we look back on our own third density experience, we see the gift of unknowing for what it is. A necessary prerequisite to the free choice of faith. We do not at all discourage the worship and love of the one known as Jesus the Christ. This entity is as the most excellent of models for love. We encourage each to gaze long into the stories of this entity and to see how this entity was able to love. But more, we ask that you look into your own hearts. And see the spirit of love within. That is the essence of each of you. And know that you have within you the love that you seek, the truth that you seek, and the beauty that you thirst for. We encourage each of you to value each hard choice and each time of apparent darkness. The choices that you make during these incarnational times of unknowing have a weight, potentially, that can change the course of the development of your soul. We encourage each to know that you have the resources within you to be that candle that is lit within the darkness, that the darkness shall never overcome. We would at this time transfer this contact to the one known as Jim. We thank this instrument and leave it in love and in light. For we are those of Akua.
I am cool and greet each of you. in love and in light through this instrument. At this time, it is our privilege once again to offer ourselves in the attempt to speak to any further query which those present may have for us. Is there another query at this time?
I had a question last time. Here we were talking about those of your group coming here as wonders per se. And some were, how'd you put it, going a circuitous route, maybe slightly off track. I was wondering, getting specific, do you have any names, address, and phone numbers? Of anyone that could use a helping hand from your group on this side of the veil.
I am Quan, and we are aware of your query, my friend. And we appreciate the concern that comes from the open heart in search of those who would need this love, those who have found a great love, who have sacrificed much for it, and who, in another form, continue to seek it. We can assure you that each entity, whether previously that which you call a wanderer, or an earth maker, as you may call such an entity, whose origins are this planetary sphere, will find the great love of your life to be that one creator which resides within, as we spoke previously. For though each incarnation seems to be a great span of your time, measured in your years, from the point of view of that which is infinite and eternal, each incarnation is merely the blinking of an eye. And those lessons that can be learned in such a relatively short span of time are intense, pure, passionate, and do make their mark upon the soul identity. Thus, though one may seem to be lost from the many, the journey of being lost is that which in itself holds great potential for the ability to move with faith and to power this faith with the will to seek the truth is that which aids any entity in its journey of seeking. Many there are who move in a fashion which seems to reflect this being lost, and yet we know there is a day in which all shall be found. Thus, we must offer people we are those of course, and are again with this instrument. Well, we shall continue. There is within each heart that which may be seen as a beacon. A homing device which ever brings one nearer to the source of the self, to the source of love. And in each daily round of activities, the opportunities are presented for each entity to avail itself of the desire to seek the truth, to seek the one. Thus, though the period of being lost may be what you would call extensive, always is the higher self offering to the incarnated self the opportunity to find the way home. There are many hints upon the trail, shall we say. And each entity shall eventually find each step upon the journey to be completed. Is there a further query, my brother?
One last one. I was talking about earlier, we have a kind of a series of lessons going on with our dog, or eldest daughter taking a dog and being lost, and also the idea of getting another dog. And there seems to be a lot of issues and lessons and many things going on. I haven't quite seen all the ramifications of them. I'm just wondering if you could shed some light on some of those issues.
I am quite aware of your query, my brother. Whatever the catalyst may be in any incarnation in the third density, the ability to utilize the catalyst depends in large degree upon the ability to open the heart and to accept that which seems unacceptable, to give love where it would not seem to be welcome, indeed to be the fool in the desire to open the heart and freely share that which you call unconditional love. If one can remember that there is love in each moment, and that each form of catalyst offers one the opportunity to either express that love, or to receive that love, or to utilize a combination of the two, then each season of catalyst may be seen to be complete, and to be seen to offer these endless opportunities for sharing in love. One may take each kind of catalyst seriously in that the catalyst is seen to be an end in itself. And this is in many cases to miss the point. Yes, it is important to a certain entity that one or another outcome result from a set of situational circumstances. And yet, if each within the situation is aware that it is love to be learned that is the purpose of all the catalysts, then it is much easier to find that harvest within the catalyst. Is there a further query, my friend?
Oh, I was requested to ask if the dog is lost is okay.
I am well. I am never aware of the query, my friend. We pause to scan and feel there is no infringement to report that the a creature which you call the lost dog is well. Is there any further query, my friends?
Not at this time. Thank you very much.
I'm well, and we thank you. Is there another query at this time?
Well, I'm dealing with the orange and yellow ray blockage or something like that, experiencing some illness in the stomach, and trying to work with that, working with the issue of psychic greeting, working with the issue of opening, clearing these energy centers. I'd appreciate anything that you had to say. to help me work on this.
And I'm aware of your query, Francis. Without infringing, we may suggest that in any situation with any other entity, if one feels the lack of love, then one may look to that shared catalyst as that which may profit the explorer. Is there any further clearing necessary?
No, thank you.
I am quiet. We thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
Not a question, but I ask the year goes to falls as we measure time in our culture. I want to thank the entities of the Confederation that work with this group. And the one called Yada for their work and effort in communicating.
I am Paul, and my brother, we greatly appreciate your appreciation, and we return it as well. Is there a final query at this time?
Merry Christmas, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm Quo, and we greatly appreciate the warm reception and humorous vibrations that typify this group, especially at this time of year in your cycle of experience. We are always filled with joy to be called to your group and cannot thank you enough for offering us the opportunity to be of service in our humble way. We hope that our words in some way may find a home within your heart. For those which do not, we bid you drop them and think not twice about them. At this time, we shall take our leave of this instrument and this group. We leave each as always in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. We are known to you as those of course. Ave Nate, my friend. Ave Nate.
Dana? Lynn? Mike? Carla? Poopy? Dana? Sonia? Stephen and Alan? Barb? Betty? Donna? Adela? Glenn? Ken? Kevin? Jonathan? Janet? Linda, Lynn, Sally, Frank and Ethel, Sean William, Steve's dad, Cindy's dad, Steve's niece, Judy, Ethel, Ophelia, Alan, Scott, the cause of peace, and planning of other requests. Jim, when it's cold, you can make it for the time.